So I'm so the Maisa, where are we holding? We're trying to fit into this Tysus. So I think we were going not that, you know, basically we're kvetching on the Lashon. So we have really two kvetches on Tysus. One is, why does Tysus have to speak about Ba'alei Chayvus altogether? It seems to be self-understood, because in his Havamina, he felt that the whole Svara doesn't apply when it's by Ziburis. And his answer, it was only Mechadish, because Amy Karekai, Mafkia Kaicha. So obviously, by Balkhoiv, where it's Mafkia Kaicha, so you don't go down to Ziburis. So there was no reason for him to say anything. That was problem number one. Problem number two is, even if he feels he has to talk, but he should just say, I'm a Balkhov, I'm a member of Ishko Ziburis, period. I mean, Mitali shot the kingdom of Mafkia Kaicha, period. That would have been for sure enough. If he would have said, Mafkia the Mafkia Kaicha, that would have been sufficient, because that's what we just said before, that if it's that over here, but he said, like Subazisha, Kimisha, Mafkia Kaicha. So if he really wants to speak out, Barichas Gamur, he could have said, if it's different because it's Mafkia Kaicha. But then instead, he goes with all this Arichas, because they have much to remember the, which is completely extra. And then even double inch extra, to Ahashanami, which we pointed out that in the beginning of Tysus, when Davis introduced the Svar of Lichita Hader, he didn't bother saying that. So it's very, very strange. If he's just saying over this, repeating, chazering the same Svar of Lichita Hader that he had in the beginning of Tysus, so why should he have to explain it more than he explained it in the beginning? Right? That's a very good question. I'm not sure I have an answer for it, but it's a very good question. I know there is a typical structure question. If Rashi, if the Gemara mentions the same point twice in the Sugya, and Rashi, the first time the Gemara mentions it, doesn't bother explaining it, and then the second time he explains it, that's strange. We have that in the Sugya of Ezek Shein Aniker. That by Medame, that the first time was mentioned, Rashi didn't say anything, and all of a sudden, the next time, Rashi goes and starts making a whole big arichas. It's strange. It's definitely a kasha. So over here, it's the same type of kasha. Tysus, in the beginning of Tysus, mentions the svara of lechita hader, and he doesn't bother explaining what the svara of lechita hader is. Obviously, Tysus feels the svara of lechita hader is very self-understood. And now, at the end of Tysus, Tysus goes through this whole long arichas, to Hashanami, he's a birth out the right salitani, which is almost like he's being marich to explain what this far of lechita hader is. Like if he didn't have to explain it before, why does he have to explain it now, right? So those were our two problems in the Mineyu Bein, the Lashon of Tysus. We also didn't know what the Lomdus is. That was also a problem. I guess we should try. What is the logic of Emav Kia Kaicha? So what? So what if it's Emav Kia Kaicha? A lomdish problem. Why does Tavis have to repeat himself by Balchayv? And why is he doing so much Arichas that he have to explain better the Svar of Lechita Hader than he said it the first time? Right? Those were our problems. I think so. So yesterday we tried to say a structure to answer why Tysus has to speak by Balchayv. So we said as follows, and when he says Kimin Emafkia Kaicha Mistama, he means the same Svara, and what the mechanism is, he means the same as in the Mukha Yosef. That's what we assumed, because the Mukha Yosef is, and the Mukha Yosef, because you see in the Mukha Yosef, the time the Emafkia Kaicha alone is not a Svara. It only allows you to say the Svara of Kemuxer Dami. So it would be very difficult to say that in the Rinuga Yosef, it's not a Svara, Enemafkia Kaicha. But in Tysus, and in Mugayos and in Nagos, it's not a Svara. But in Tysus, Enemafkia Kaicha alone is a Svara. Like, that sounds difficult. So we were inclined to say that if in the Muka Yosef, the Sfar of Emafkia Kaicha is what allows you to say that Kemuchser Dami, so Mistama, that's what Taif is meant to also. It is somewhat Chaser and it's somewhat Daichik, but we thought that was the best we could do. In general, we say that Chaser is not the strongest question in the world because Taifis is allowed to say that things are self-understood. I don't have to explain everything. I'm not talking to Amaratzim, you understand. So even though it's, you know, it's a problem, but okay. So Taifis left out, the Muga Yosef decided to be more explanatory. And Taifis left it out. That might be preferable. It might be preferable to say that Taifis was Mekatzer rather than make some unexplained machlokes, Taifis and the Muga Yosef, where Taifis holds that Mafkia Kaicha is a svara in its own right, and the Muga Yosef holds it's not a svara, that would be, I think, even more difficult. So we were inclined to say this daichik number one, that when Taifis says Mafkia Kaicha, he's understanding that, like the Muga Yosef, that brings in the system of Kemuchser Dami. Then we said, step two is, we said, well, how does Emafkia Kaicha allow Mukser? So I was trying to say, because there's two Yashris, they're both right. And therefore, you know, not that it's a Tnai, that you need that for a Kemuchser Dami, but that it's like a motivation. Since there's two Svaras and they're both right, so Bezen has to decide, it's like Shuda Dedaini, Bezen have a right to say Kemuchser Dami, they have a right not to say Kemuchser Dami. They have a choice because they're both, there's a logic to both. So Kivin Shem Afkia Kaicho is a logic, what motivates Bezin to say Kemuchser Dami. So then we said yesterday, this was what we got to yesterday at the end of the year, that maybe what David Baichov is bothered by is that once you say Kemuchser Dami, then you're going with that Yashris, you have to be consistent. In one case, you have to be consistent. So since by a Baal Chayiv is saying, since you're saying the Baal Chayiv has two fields, he can be Mukhsar Dami on the Beninus and Mukhsar Dami on the Ziburis. So since you're saying Mukhsar Dami on the Beninus, so you should also say Mukhsar Dami on the Ziburis. It's the same person, same case. You know, the Baal Chayiv is coming to collect from this person, this buyer. The buyer says, I can return the field, therefore it's Kemuchser Dami. So just like if he can return the Beinus, he can return the Ziburis. So if you hold the Misfar Kemuchser Dami, so you should hold that Agabi the Ziburis too. So why do we say that? We want to say that was Tavis's problem, right? That's what we were trying to say yesterday. All right, I'm talking too much. Anything to say about that so far? No?
I think we're all waiting to see how the answer would be.
Me too. You should know that today was one of the most craziest days in the world, so I didn't even have a chance to think about it. And I didn't have a chance to do it in share either, because Rabbi Harris was here, and you know, so we didn't even have share today. So I don't know. So what we were thinking is that Tavis's answer is that the Kivim of Kia Kaicho, Motsin Emerle, Lechita Hader, the Chaira in Mukhsar Dami, Lechita Hader doesn't shlug up Mukhsar Dami, doesn't seem. Lechita Hader, if you're coming with blackmail, so then you say, Lechita Hader, you don't scare me. But if you're coming with a lumdis, and I'm not trying to scare you, I'm telling you a fact that it's Mukhsar Dami. So this is a metzias. This is how we view it in halacha. I mean, the chida hader, like you're threatening me. You're calling me my bluff. I mean, I don't know. It's like a funny lashon, the chida hader in the svara of Kemuchser Dami. So we were trying to say that the chida hader is not stopping the svara of Kemuchser Dami, but it's a positive negative. In other words, the best mashal I can give is in the sugya of Zechiah. So I once, many, many years ago, this goes back many, many years ago, 50 years ago, I don't know, close. I said a chabura on the sugya of Zechiah, and I actually told it to Rav, was just Nister in Eretz Yisrael, from Kamenitz. What's it? It was just Nifter?
Shiner?
Or Shiner. So basically, and that's okay. So basically over there, I don't remember the details, but I know the structure. There's a concept that you only say Zechiah when it's a schutz. Obviously, if it's a chayva, you can't say Zechiah. But at least what I was saying there, and I think it was Mashmah and the Rad, is that even if you have something which is a schus, and you're allowed to say schia, but if you're meiche, then the macha is a positive negative that stops the schia. Because you need schus to allow you to say schia. And even if it, and you can have a situation where it is a schus, and therefore you have schia. But a macha, not that macha makes it that it's not a schus. Macha is a positive force that even though the chi applies when it's a schus, macha destroys the din, stops the din's chia. Right? In other words, so it's not that you're undermining the requirements for schia. You're creating a positive blockage that doesn't allow schia to work. Schia should work here because this is a case of a schus. And therefore, there's no reason why schia shouldn't work. But if I create a macha, then I'm making a positive blockage that doesn't allow schus to work. Zechiah. That was, I don't remember the details. I don't even remember the sugya, but that was a chiddush. So the same idea we're trying to say here. There's an automatic, just like over there, there's an automatic din zechiah. It's automatic. So here also, there's an automatic din kemuchzer dami. Since it's not mafkia kaicha, automatically, the Bezdin Paskin Kemuxer Dami. But if you come along and as a Baal Dover and Dina, hey, wait a second. You know, I don't see a Muxer. If you wanted to be Muxer, then do a Muxer. So you can create a blockage that doesn't allow us the fact that you Dina. Your dina stops the din that it's automatically kemuxer dami. The power of a baal daver, you know, we would view it as muxer dami, but you can challenge it. Say, wait a second, you didn't dot your I's and cross your T's, and therefore I object. I don't allow this to be considered kemuxer dami. So I have the ability to create a blockage. It could be I have to come and protest. It could be that maybe if I wouldn't say anything, maybe it would be kemuxer dami. But if I say it, in other words, I can sort of object. I have the right as a baal daver to make an objection. And say, wait a minute, who says it's kemuxer dami? I like the other yashras. I'm a big believer in the other yashras. So I'm gonna create I demand that we that it's kemuxer dami. Wait a second. Where do Bezdin have the right? There are two logics. There's a logic that it's not kemuxer dami. I like the other logic. So I have a right as a baal daver to be toldeya that we should go with the other side. That's why a only baal daver.
So that why only b'mafkia kocho?
Because otherwise Bezdin won't listen to me. Because you know the Bezdin, when it's not mafkia kocho, Bezdin wants that when it's not mafkia kaichal, so Bezdin want the want that it's kemuxer dami. So even if you don't want it, that's tough luck on you. Bezdin have a positive agenda. Bezdin say, listen, you know, you object, but too bad. We We want the kemukser dami. But if it's sort of, it just meveve became kemukser dami. So I, as a baal dover, have a right to say, but wait a second, there's another yach. You know, there's, it's just because if you did it for one, you have to do it for the other, because you the pashtus, you know, halacha is, you know, it could be, you can even say better that, you know, it's not this svara that we were saying that you can't split. Might only be a normal, you don't split unless someone splits it. So the, you know, there's, it's a natural flow. And it's an automatic flow that is kemukser dummies. Once we pass in kemukser, so we pass in kemukser. But if someone,
your point is, why do you go to idiots?
Has the right to object. And wait a second, what right have you got to say kemukser dummy? What? I'm sorry.
According to this, why do you say idiots? Meaning it should go back to idiots. Why does it, where, according to our, use the way that we set it up, it should never be able to go back to Baininus.
So
if you're blocking this kemukser dummy, how could you?
So you have,
I don't understand that system. That
you're not quite, you have to be able to, who said you stick to where we set it up? In other words, we set it up yesterday that it's impossible to be inconsistent. So you don't have to set it up that way. You can just, you have to change it. You know, we're in you fix it up the way you need. Instead of saying it's impossible to be, it's that you must be consistent, you say that the natural flow is consistency. It automatically follows, but you can stop it. If you stop it, then you're not consistent. Now there's once Bezdin Paskin kemukser dummy on the Baininus, then it's almost, if no one objects, if no one says anything, then it automatically continues. It's like once you take out your loan, you know, I don't know, and all these things, you know, once you sign up, so it automatically rolls over. But if you protest, it doesn't roll over, right? That's how they get you. They give you a free period, and then in your free period, it runs out, and then it automatically rolls over, and then you have to pay, you know. Now, if you protest, I don't want it to roll over, then it won't roll over. So there's things that happen naturally. There's a natural thing. Well, once you're a member, you automatically continue to be a member. But if you protest, you protest. So that, you know, we change the svara a little bit. We'll say the svara is that once you say kemukser dummy, then the automatic, what's the right word in English? You know, the
I'm sorry, I think someone is trying to get in.
Oh, okay.
Default?
No, I wouldn't say, default. I was going to say we'll say that, you know, what happens is it automatically creates a situation. Once we already said kemukser dummy, so then there's an automatic thing that, okay, then it's all okay. We said kemukser, so we say kemukser. We already created, this becomes a default. Okay, the default. This is the default. We said kemukser, so now it's going to continue kemukser. But you're allowed to make a protest and say, I don't want kemukser dami. So in the gabi, the baal chayiv, the baininus, we don't give you the power to make a protest, because the reason why we're saying kemukser dummy was not a default. In other words, like this, by baal chayiv, Bezdin Paskin to kemukser dummy, because they really held that's the right way to go. Because since it's not megareya kaicha, they felt that's where the yashris is. The yashris is to say kemukser dummy. That's the yashris. So by baal chayiv, Bezdin wanted kemukser dummy. That's the yashris. Why should the guy go ahead and have to pay nezikin and pay more than his than's coming to the baal chayiv? So the Bezdin had a positive motivation to say kemukser dummy, since it's not megareya kaicha, and if I care, it's moving her to her right din. And Mimeda, even if the guy would protest, listen, we don't we don't accept your protest. This is what we want. But once Beis Din won it, so it doesn't create that Beis Din wanted Antipuris. It just creates what we're saying, a default. Okay, once we said it, we'll say it on it's for the sake of simplicity, in order not to make chalukim, in order to make life simple, not to make life complicated. Okay, so once we said it here, we'll say it here too already. It's just so in order not to make splits. It's not that we have a preference to say it by Ziburis. Maybe we don't have any either preference either way. I don't know. So we'll say it. Okay, we'll say it. But now if the person comes and objects, he objects, he has a right to object. So the right to object is only by Ziburis, not by Beninus. Right? That's what we were trying to say.
I just want to understand, by the Isha, it sounded like he was saying that we have a positive reason to not allow the Taina. You know, simply speaking, we're not saying a positive, he's just saying not Mafkia Kocha. It's not.
No, it's not Mafkia Kocha. And this is what Beis Din wants. Beis Din likes this Svara of since it's not Mafkia Kaicha, I mean that she's ending up getting what was coming to her.
I didn't say Kadina. I'm saying you should talk in the positive. You shouldn't talk in the.
Okay, so there's no negative reason. You know, depending on how you say it, you know, there's no negative reason why they shouldn't want it. So therefore, maybe they want it unless there's a negative reason why they don't want it. So there's no reason why they shouldn't want it, and therefore they want it. The starting point is maybe Muxer. Dummy is a more natural svara. There has to be a reason why Beis Din don't want it, which they stop it. So by Isha with the Buddhists, there's no reason why Beis Din should stop it. So therefore they allow this svara of Kemuxer Dummy because that's the natural yashris that they're inclined. If it would be a Mafkia Kaicha, then they wouldn't allow. It's 50-50. So maybe it's two thirds one way and one third the other way, whatever. That the yashris is maybe more better muxer dami than not muxer dami. So if it's not mafkia kaicha, so Beis Din like better the svara of kemuxer dami. So those it's mafkia kaicha, then they don't like this svara muxer dami, so they're going to act the other way. Now by Baal Chayiv, so when it came to Beninus, they left it with this svara of kemuxer dami. Once they did that, so even though it's now they would it wants to spread to the case of even it's mafkia kaicha, okay. But once we did it already, we're not going to stop it. It's sort of like we allow it to spread. We allow it to spread.
Again, how do we understand this stuff?
But if the person is meicha, that's something else. And you want to be, you make a macha, you have a right to make a macha.
Again, the fact that it's mafkia kocha seems to give a certain entitlement or a certain greater strength to the taina of the party to say lechiti hader. So then.
I'm not saying that mafkia kocha really good. I'm saying that mafkia kocha makes that Beis Din are not so. That it takes away Beis Din's personal preference. Because if Beis Din have a personal preference, so I don't care, you know, you want to say the chitah, Beis Din want this, Beis Din like this, you know, Beis Din are out of the game, Beis Din think this is the right way to go. It's a shoot of the dining, the shoot of the dining. So Beis Din think that the right way to go is to say kemuxer dummy. So they're going to say kemuxer dummy. You don't like it? Okay, well, someone's going to be unhappy. So fine, so someone's gonna be unhappy, so it's tough luck on you. But if it's mafkia kaicho, then Beis Din don't have their preference anymore. If I care, you know, if it's mafkia kaicho, so then that no matter what you say, someone's losing, so to speak. If it's mafkia kaicho, so either the lady and the Baal Chayiv ends up looting or the other, you know, someone's losing somewhere. So the Beis Din have no right, because really, you know, if you say kemuxer dami, then you're mafkia kaicha. If you don't say kemuxer dami, then fakir, the guy's losing out. He's supposed to get from the you don't say Gemukser Dami, then, you know, he then has, why do I have to pay? You know, why am I paying? You are a chayv. You know, so Bezdin, when it's not Mafkia Kaiho, Bezdin are like neutral or something. So they wouldn't necessarily say Gemukser Dami, but once they said it already, that creates a svara that they would automatically say it. But when there's a positive negative that you say the chita hader, I don't want this. I don't view this gemukser dami. If you want gemukser, then do gemukser, then return it. And I'm not ready to accept just said it. So then you can protest.
Rabbi, according to what Rabbi's saying, I'm just trying to understand. According to the Havimin of Tosos says that because by Isha that she gavya vizibur, and therefore, because it's not matkiya kocho, so it sounds like that even in the Havimin, if according to what Rebbe's pshat is that lachita hader is a positive negative, it sounds like in Tosos Havimina knew that if you could say lachita hader.
Obviously, where we're going, we haven't gotten there yet. But in order to answer the final question, which we haven't even discussed, and we have to think it out while we're talking, because I didn't work it out yet myself, but the direction where we're obviously going, I think it's pretty obvious, is we're trying to answer the last question. The last question is, why did Tosfos have to make all this arichas at the end of explaining this far to chita hader when he didn't bother explaining it in the beginning? So the structure answer is because the lechita hader at the end is a different lechita hader than the lechita hader in the beginning. And that is really, that's where we would like to go. Now, why does that make it explain the lashon? I don't know, but that's where I'm trying to go. So I'm saying it's saying like this. Tosfos in the beginning did not know, let's say for simplicity's sake, maybe it's a little chaser, but okay. Tosfos in the beginning did not know the lumness of Gemukser Dami. Right? And Tosfos walks in thinking that the Svara of Ishatkes is some kind of blackmail, whatever. So then he says, listen, you tell me black. No, you can say back, but he's the other. I call your bluff. I'm calling the bluff. You're threatening me, go do it. That's a very simple thing. I can the chita hader. It could be okay, we'll see. I have a suspicion where I would say it, but I don't want to say it yet. So Tosfos, I'm saying 90%, but I'm leaving out 10% for somebody, and otherwise I won't have what to say. So Tosfos in the beginning was learning that it's blackmail. So then, okay, so you say this, and you're trying to blackmail me. I say, I'm not giving into blackmail, the chita hader. It's a very simple svara, the chita hader. In Tosfos, it's a havamina, the chita hader is a simple svara. You want to threaten me, I'm not getting threatened. You don't scare me. You say, well, if you don't do it, we're going to do this. I'm not nervous. I think you won't do it. Do it. You go, you know, you're threatening me. If you don't give me $1 million, I'm going to kill you. Shoot. I dare you. I don't believe you're going to shoot. Right? I don't feel like giving you the money. I'm ready to take my gamble. So the chita hader is simply saying, I'm not giving in to your blackmail. Right? That's a very simple svara. Tosfos, and that's assuming that the whole svara is blackmail. But once Tosfos is mechadesh, then by Ksuvas Isha, there's pasha, there's no blackmail. Because how can you blackmail her? The guy can say that, what are you blackmailing me? I have nothing to lose. So Tosfos has the answer that the way we're learning Pshat, Tosfos is mechadesh at that step, that there's another svara, nothing to do with blackmail. Tosfos is mechadesh, that forget about blackmail. There's a svara of Gemukser Dami. Oh, there's a svara of Gemukser Dami. So that applies to Ksuvas Isha. So then why doesn't it apply by the other cases, because it only applies when it's ain mafkia kaicha. When it's mafkia kaicha, it doesn't apply. Now, the Taifas has to be mechadesh. Once Taifas comes up with this new svar of kamukser davi, so Taifas has to qualify it, even though it's like chosra, because Taifas leaves out the ikker and only says the tafo. I can't help that. But Taifas, when you're saying blackmail, so it's pashut. It doesn't, there's no blackmail when it's yibura, it's pashut. You don't have to say, but when Taifas is kind of a new svara of kamukser davi, so then Taifas has a problem, new so by Bachoy too, or any other case also, the Zikin everywhere should say kamukser davi. There it is. We're only saying kamukser davi when it's not mafkia kaicha. Then Taifas has a problem, but wait a second, by Bachoy, once you're saying kamukser davi, now I got this brand new svara of kamukser davi, never heard it before. So if there's a svar of gemukzer dami, so then you should, once you say it, then you should say it by ziburis too, because you know there's a natural and we what was the word we used before? I forgot already.
Default.
Now that became the default, so we should say it. Terence says that there's a hakpada, because that the other person can make a macha.
And say, didn't he already say that?
So the Taifas is new, the Chita Adar is a different Svara, completely different Svara than the previous Lechita Adar.
Again, it's still funny because Tosas already said that the reason why you can't say Lechita Adar is because you're not Mafkia Kocha, implying that you could still say Lechita Adar if you are being Mafkia Kocha.
Because Taifas, I don't agree need to go with you. I'm saying that that's not what Taifas said. Taifas, in his structure, the way I read Taifas, that's not how Taifas said. Taifas said, just there's words missing in Taifas. Taifas said, you can shlug, Taifas having it was it's blackmail. Taifas says, Achita Hadir shlugs up blackmail. Taifas' answer, which is totally chaser, I admit, Taifas' answer is, forget about blackmail. There's a whole new svara. A whole new svara called Kamukser Dami. And Pashas, once you say the whole new svara of Mukser Dami, then the Hechita Adar has nothing to do with anything.
True, but he already said that that svara was his only where he's
up blackmail. We
that's
never
true, but
said
he said you can't, it's one thing to add, but it's another thing to subtract. He did state that whatever the svara is, it's said when it's not Mafkia Kocha.
No, so Taifas only said, I'm sorry, I do it not that how I read Taifas. Taifas reading this. Abba Gadok Ishagabi Bhili Buddhist. The Khova Gamlama Sina Mamer Nachita Hadir to stop the blackmail svara. Because Kivan, that there's a whole new svara which has nothing to do with the Chita Hadir. Because there's a brand new svara.
Right, which is
the Mukser Dabi. And right. That new svara we only say when it's name of Kia Kaisa.
Good. That's it. So there's nothing further to discuss about Baal Chov, because Jesus said that new svara we only say when it's not Mafkia Kocha.
Yes, but now we said it, but there's a svara. But once we're saying it when it's not Mafkia Kocha, we said yesterday, then there's a Yashris. Then once you said it when it's not Mafkia Kocha, then as the default, as Agav, you should say it when it's Mafkia Kocha. Eino Chinami will only say it when it's not Mafkia Kocha. But here we have a situation, Baal Chov is an unusual situation. Baal Chov is a situation which is the Vasachas, Mafkia, not Mafkia. So now Taifas has a new problem. You can't use the word the Svara of Lechita Hadir, because that Svara of Lechita Hadir that I mentioned before was only to take care of the blackmail. That's out. There's no black, we're not using blackmail. The Svara that I said is that that's Kemukser Dami. Kemukser Dami is contingent on Mafkia Kocha, but Baal Chov is not Mafkia Kocha, the Gabi the Beinonis. And once it's not Mafkia Kocha, the Gabi the Beinonis, so you should say it even when it is Mafkia Kocha, because there's a Svara that we don't split.
That is two different properties, just to point out, right? We're talking about, you're saying it's not, it's Kemukser Lagabe Beinonis. So you never said that the Burris was Mukser.
Right.
So
I'm saying
two different properties.
And I get the right to make up Svart that Taifas is saying that since we signed it, that the Svart not Pia Kaicha, so what? It is Mukser, you're Mukser, not Mukser, not Mukser. What's the Svart not Pia Kaicha? because we were bothered by that. So we said that the logic was, and you, the guy from right here, that logic, that that kemut l'dami is a debatable svara. You can hear it either way. It's kishut l'dami, and therefore you need a motivation to allow you to say it. And so it depends on whether mafkia koich or not. So now we're just saying once, we're just adding one svara. They said once you type is holds, that once you say it, then you say it. Okay, you don't like that svara. I don't.
No, just pointing out, you're only, once you say it, you're only, even with Rebbe's agreeing with regards to the nizakin in Baal Chov, that they're not going to say, oh, you said it by the Isha, we're going to say it
by, you said it by this very case.
So I'm just pointing out, though, I thought Rebbe was saying, once we're saying it, Lagabe, the Baininess with regards to the Baal Chov, we'll say it also Lagabe, the Ziburis. I'm saying that.
Yes, because it's the same Baal Chov, and it's the same person, the same two people.
But we're saying that the Baininess is Kemuchser.
You're saying
the Baininess is Kemuchser.
The Kainah says, I bought two fields, and I have the ability to return both, and you're coming to collect from me. You, Mr. Baal Chov, are coming to collect from me. I bought the Aegis, I bought the Baines, and I bought the Ziburis. I could return whichever one I want. So now, Megami, the Baines, you tell me it's Kemuchser, Dami.
If you're coming to return all of them, then you are Mafkia Koho. It's only because you first discussed, I'm coming to Mafkia, I'm coming.
Okay.
Right?
Then let me go, bro. I don't think it's so.
Rebbe, can I just have one question, Rebbe. According to what Rebbe's saying, that Lechita Hadar, that he's explaining the Hadar, Nahash, the Nami, Zibur, Tarotzi, Litinli, and it's explaining that this is a different Lechita Hadar, then according to the way Rebbe's saying it, Tosas is really missing the boat. And what Tosas should say is Lechita Hadar, because you're trying to give me less than what is meant to be in Nayasharis. That's really the Lechita Hadar in Nami, Tosas.
It's because of this form of Lechita Hadar. It's not because
Let's say
it would be neutral. It's not because it's Mafkia Kaicho. So the problem of Mafkia Kaicho is solved through the fact that it's the Vasacha is not Mafkia Kaicho. So it's not because it's positive Mafkia Kaicho, it's that I have a right to object. Because the Torah, the Rabbanon, give me, since it's not a clear cut Svara, there's a Svara, the Khan, and a Khan. So, like, I have a right to say Lechita Hadar.
But the Lechita Hadar Svara, in this case, what's he trying to address? He's trying to address the Yashris. So if he was trying to address the Yashris, and Rebbe's saying that he should address the Yashris, and he's saying that you're trying to give me less than what's meant to be. So Lechita Hadar, the Svara Kumuksa shouldn't work in this case. It's missing the boat.
It's not because it doesn't work because it's Mekarei HaKaycho. It doesn't work because I don't want it to work.
Why shouldn't I want it to work?
By the case
but
of
I don't want it to work has nothing to do with the fact that because of Hashanami Mizubur's not to work constantly.
The right to object. But here, Chazal,
but you have the right to object.
I object. It's not
according to what Rebbe's saying.
That's not why I have the right to object, because I'm a Baal Dover, and the Baal Dover has a right to object if Beis Din allow me. So it's not going together. It's the fact that it's Megarea Kaicha, maybe why Beis Din allow you to speak. But the reason why it works is because you have a right to object as a Baal Dover.
But my Baal Dover, you don't have a right to object and say that because Zibur is not the roots legally, the reason why I have a right to object is because it's not a Yashir's thing. That's my right to object. Okay, that's what I'm objecting about.
Okay, but they're both right. Let me continue. I want to get the beauty, right? Let's try and get the beauty, even though the beauty might not be right, but it's so beautiful. So how would this answer, if this would be right, why would this answer, why now he has to say, Do Hashanami Vizibur is out the right to eat any? Why didn't David say that before? Why didn't David say that before?
Well, I before it was just calling the bluff, meaning that Lechita Hadar was just saying that I have nothing to I have nothing to gain here, so just please go ahead and go through with this.
So that time is big out. Why do I have nothing to gain? Because the Hasha Nami, these are Buddhas out there, right? So it's any time.
Well, again,
why I have nothing to gain.
In the original step of Tosas, she's coming to collect Idis. So she's not, you're saying you're going to return it doesn't affect her right now coming to collect Idis. If by the Baal Chov or by the Nizakin, you're claiming you're going to give Idis, you're going to give Ziburis, that affects them that they're not really, they're not serious and actually trying to collect the Idis. You know, that's, I say by her, she's very serious when she says, I'm going to collect what I'm collecting and you want to try to undermine my ability to collect that, so then go ahead.
Okay, but I want to give a better, I know, I'm not saying it's not right, but I want to get, I think it's a much nicer answer.
Okay.
Even nicer. Clark, let me ask you a question, a theoretical question. By when the Gemara said at the end, end of the Gemara, that by the Zikin, really the person should collect from Idris, because that's the last one. But since they can say Ishadkes, he can knock him down to Beninus, right? Let's, for argument's sake, according to Davis, it's Havamina. We're saying Tavis and his Havina Maskana is switching what the Svar of Ishadkes is. Tavis and the Havina thought the Svar of Ishadkes was blackmail. And Tavis and the Maskana is saying the Svar of Ishadkes is a different Svar of Kimuksadami. According to Tavis Havamina, it's blackmail. We go by Nezikin. I go ahead to Mr. To the guy and says, listen, either you accept Beninus, you're Abi Din of supposed to get Idris. I'm going to give you, either you accept Beninus or I'm going to give you Ziburis. What if he would say to Chita Hader? He says, you're trying to blackmail me. I'm not nervous. I think you're a lazy guy and you're not going to bother selling the field back to the Lokeach. I'm ready to take my gamble. You're trying to blackmail me? Listen, I'll be din, I get the inches. Because the Lokeach inches Bahraina, right? That's my din. You're trying to blackmail me that I should accept Beninus. Because you say, because otherwise, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get back to Ziburis, and then you're going to get really messed up. I don't think you're going to get back to Ziburis. I'm ready to take my gamble. Go to Chita Hader.
You can't say Lechita Hader. If you can,
I would like to claim, I'm having my fun. I would like to claim that if the Svara is blackmail, then you could say Lechita Hader. You'd be stupid because the guy might very likely take you up on it, because especially with Agos Ashri, that the guy is going to be Lechader and then you end up losing. But if you decided to say Lechita Hader, you could say the Chita Hader. You're trying to blackmail me. If I don't want to, I'll be then, I'm entitled to Idris. It's not Kamukser Dami. I'll be then, I'm entitled to Idris. You're asking me to be Mevater on my din because you're blackmailing me. I don't want to be Mevater. I don't give in to blackmail. I'm a principled person and I don't give in to blackmail. She said, well, you're being very stupid, because I'm going to give back to Ziburis and you're going to really end up losing. Okay, I'll take my chances.
A Baal Chov could also take his chances then.
Wait. So I would say that according to Tavis's Havamina, you could say Lechita Hader whenever you want. It's just not wise. So therefore, he doesn't have to say Doha Hashanami mi Ziburis ata raisa litani, because that's not true. Even if Hasha, you wanted to give me Beninus, I could say Lechita Hader. The reason why, according to Tavis as Havamina, this is so beautiful. According to Tavis Havamina, that you're blackmailing me, I'm allowed to say Lechita Hader whenever I want. I don't. It's not based on the fact of Hasha Nami Atarosa Ditani. That's a motivation why I might say the Chita Hader. But that doesn't give me the right to say Nechita Hader. I have the right to say Nechita Hader no matter what. I can always say Nechita Hader. So Toivis in the beginning does not need to say Dohashanami Miziburas Ata Rais Anitani. I have a right to say Nechita Hader. I have a right to say.
And what would the Gemara's answer
be? Let me try and say the chat. So I have a right to say I'm not giving in to blackmail. So Toivis is very nice. Toivis says, and therefore she can go ahead, she should say Nechita Hader. Now he doesn't have to say because the Mehasha, because that's not, she's allowed to say Nechita Hader whenever she wants. The Belav Ochi Isha Gami Ziburis, and therefore that's why she'll say it, and she can say it. Comes along, Tavis is Mechadesh, that there's this new Lamdas. This new Lamdas is Kemukser Dami. If it's Kemukser Dami, so then he has a problem. So then, by Bachoiv, you should say it even for Bana Gavin is a Buddhist. Tarot says he can say Nechita Adar. Aye, and then Nechita Adar, not that it's stopping the not that it's finding the blackmail, but it's a different, completely new Nechita Hader. I have a right to object to stop your alumnus. I can stop the Kemukser Dami, because I say I don't agree. It's not Kemukser Dami. Who says it's Kemukser Dami? I'm about Dover. I have a right to challenge. Where do you have a right to say it's Kemukser Dami? I say it's not Kemukser Dami. So I challenge the Kemukser Dami. So Taisus says that that's what gives me the right to challenge it. And there's, I have to have a right to challenge. If Lu Yitzur, you wanted to give me Bainanus, if let's say it would be the case of the if it would be the case of Nezik of Balchoyev, that you say Nechita Hader and you want to go ahead and demand Idjus, then maybe we wouldn't give you a right to say Nechita Hader. We only giving you a right to say Nechita Hader to challenge the, is because the Hashanami Miziburas out the right Sanite lane. Right? And as if you wanted to give me, if you wanted to give me Bainanus,
in the case of what?
Nezikin? I couldn't say Nechita Hader. What?
In what case? In Balchov or in Nezikin?
I think Nezikin. Or Balchov too, even. Let's say in Balchov. That's even better. Like, you're right. Let's stick with Balchov. Right? By Balchov. The guy, we say the guy gets Bainanus. Why can't the guy, what if the person, what if the buyer of the field says, listen, the Bachoy says, I want Idjus. I'm ready to take my gamble. Nechita Hader.
Rebbe, just a quick pause for 1 second.
I can't pause. I'm going to finish the sentence. Right? So I'm saying the buyer, we're talking about Bachoy. If the Balchoy would go ahead and say, Lechita Hader, I want Idjus. So could he do that? So in the Taivis is Havamina, maybe he could do that. Because if it's only blackmail, if you're stupid enough to say Lechita Hader, you could do it. You know, you're just going to lose, you're going to lose your shirt, but you could do it. But in Taivis is end, if the Balchov would say Nechita Hader and therefore I want Idjus, he can't do it. So that's why Taivis had to add Hashtanami Miziburas at the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I finished the sentence.
If Tosus learned the Havamina of the Gemara is that the person could say Nechita to Hader, then the Tosus should ask a much basic question. Why is the Gemara paskening that it's big kedine. Why can't the Baal Chov, why can't the Nezik and all of them, why can't they say Lechita Tahada? It's the first question.
We're trying to set it up that they won't. So Ein Achinami, if they would, they could get away with it, but they would be fools. So the Gemara is talking about the normal situation that people are not fools and they're not going to say Lechita Hader.
So why does that have to change? Why does that step have to change at any time?
No, because I'm saying Tavis and his Havamina is working with blackmail. So they were just saying like this. If Tavis and his Havamina is working with blackmail, so you could say Lechita Hader and stop the blackmail. You could always say Lechita Hader, except you'd be a fool. Okay, so the Gemara is assuming that you're only going to say it when you're not a fool. Fine. But Tavis doesn't have to. I'm just explaining the lashon of Tavis. When Tavis says "mikom amatzin ameimer lechita hader," Tavis doesn't have to spell out ba'ariches why you can say lechita hader, because you can always say lechita hader. If you want to say to lechita hader, you know, Tavis, there's what motivates you to say lechita hader and why you're allowed to say lechita hader. Two different questions. Tavis is saying abogav. The Malav Achi Isha Gavim Yiziburis, and therefore she's motivated to say Lechita Chader. Now he doesn't have to explain why you're allowed to say Lechita Chader, because once you're motivated, of course you can say it. She's just stopping the blackmail.
But at the end of Tysus,
the Lechita Chader is not just to stop the blackmail. The Lechita Hader is coming to do a much, 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 much more difficult thing. The Lechita Hader is trying to stop Bezin hold of a Yashris, so to speak, of Gemukser Dami. And I'm stopping that Yashris. I'm objecting. I'm putting an objection to that Yashris. So there, Tavis is saying that if you want to go ahead and be authorized, that you have the right to go ahead and challenge Bezin, so to speak, and say, Bezin, how dare you say Kamukser Dami? I object. I have a right to object. So then you need a basis to object. You can't just any Tom, Dick, and Harry can walk into Bezin and object. Who are you to object? So he could just say, you have to explain where I get the right to object. That's what gives me the right to object. In the sphere of blackmail, I don't have to have any right. I just don't give in to blackmail. I don't want to give in to blackmail. I don't have to have any rights. You're blackmailing me. I don't want to give in to blackmail. That's my prerogative. But once the Chita Hader takes on a new life, once the Chita Hader takes on a sphere that it slugs up the psak bezin, then you need a right to say it. So therefore, the Titus has to explain what right you have to say it. You're so quiet.
By Baininess, it's not a smart thing to do. It's the same
question whether it's smart.
By Baininess, it's not a smart thing.
You have a right to do it.
It's the same logic.
There's two discussions. Is it a smart thing to do, and you have a right to do it? And it's a smart thing to do.
At the beginning of half a minute, we went by whichever one is smart.
Discussing whether you have a right to do it. I'm claiming that Tavis is bothered by a separate question. That it's a smart thing. Okay, fine. That would be Tavis. That Tavis got it in the beginning. It says, "Ava God the Blavach Isha Gami Ziburis."
Why do we have to fall off that? Baininess is still not a smart thing, and Ziburis is a smart thing. So why do we have to fall off of that smart? In the Havamina, we're saying, well, Bezin's looking at what a person's going to do if he's a smart person. So at this step, we could also say that you're only doing it because of Ziburis. I know, because I'm a smart person, and I'm not a smart person. It's the same. Nothing's changed.
No, I'm saying different. In the beginning, the Svara of Lechita Hader means I say I'm not giving into the blackmail. If Lu Yitzur, I wanted to say that. If Lu Yitzur, I was an idiot. That's what I'm claiming. I'm saying if Lu Yitzur and Tavis is Havamina, if the guy was a total idiot, and he would say it even by that I want Nizik Ijis, he could say it. He could say Nechita Adir.
No, but then why didn't Tosfos ask that in the first place? Why is the
Gemara? Because he's not, because in his stomach, he's not going to. If he wants to, he could, but in his stomach, he's not going to. So the Gemara is talking about the normal case. That's not a problem. The Tosfos and his Amin have felt that if the guy wants to come in and say Nechita Adir, of course, he can always say Nechita Adir. No, no one can force you to give into blackmail, but you'd be an idiot because you want to be an idiot. Okay, when the Gemara is not talking about idiots, but theoretically, you want to do it, you could do it. So we don't have to discuss why is a guy allowed to say Nechita Adir. Of course, he's allowed to say Nechita Adir. You're trying to blackmail him. He says, I don't give into it. It's my free choice to give into blackmail. Because you're trying to force me to do something which halachically is not true. So I have to agree. If I don't agree, I don't agree. Say, well, you're being foolish. Okay, I'm being foolish. So,
Rabbi, according to Rabbi's shot,
to be marich to explain why you're allowed to say Nechita Adir. It's in my right to say Nechita Adir. But Tavis at the end has to explain why it's in my right to say Nechita Adir, because Nechita Adir is not just saying I'm not giving in to blackmail, it's saying I'm changing the din. Oh, that's already you need a right. That's so beautiful. I don't know if it's so beautiful, but it has potential.
Rabbi Mati Amarle and Lo Mati Amarle in Tosfos, according to Rabbi, means two different things. According in the Havamina, Lo Mati Amarle means that he won't do it, and Mati Amarle means he's allowed to. Right?
I don't know.
Meaning no, because according to Rabbi saying in the Havamina, you could Mati, you're allowed to do Lechita Hadir, you just won't because you're not an idiot. So lo mati amarle in the Havamina of Tosfos means that you won't.
I don't know.
Not that you can't.
That means it won't. It just the words mean the same. It means mati amarle, he could. It just said it just understood he could and he would. And then I don't have to say that the words mean. I'm not mechuyev to say that. Anyway,
how do we explain the ability in the according to the Maskana that in Nezikin I am able to downgrade him to Beinonis and he's not able to say Lechita Hadar?
Because you're able to ground date him to Beinonis, and he can say Lechita Adir. I have to think about that. My without thinking, I would say that he could say that maybe that we. Maybe for that, we can still use the blackmail svara. Maybe we never fell off of that svara. So maybe really there is a, you know, there is that svara might also exist.
Yeah, but in a way, he's like kind of bringing a raya. Yeah, lechach, you know, the Gemara is only asking from there. You know, it sounds like he's proving his point. Now it's basically going back to saying, oh, okay, but blackmail is still a factor.
Well, yeah, now there could be this two svara. Now there could be, we were never sure. This goes back to our the question that we never answered because we skipped it. Whether at the end of the day, is there two svaras or one svara? Right? Remember, we in the Mukhi Yosef and that goes to three.
But Rebbe liked the one svara idea.
I like the one svara, but I'm not sure if I, you know, if. But on the, I think the guy's tying it that when we get to that goes to three, you might have to learn two svaras.
But Rebbe's saying in blackmail they work differently because Rebbe's saying in blackmail you could say Lechita Hadir. So
okay, I'm gonna have to excuse me. There was a meeting. I asked them to give an hour break in the meeting so I could give the shiur. So I ran to the it was in the meeting from 7 to 8 and the meeting is continuing from 9 to 10. So they did for the time.